Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is March the 31st, 2015. It's a Tuesday. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 63 of the Follow English Podcast and today I'm going to be speaking about the word care. The word care is a quite interesting word in English because it could be either a noun, it can function as a noun, or also as a verb. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the central meaning of care and then I'll move on and talk about how you can use it in a verb phrase and also in as a verb. So the central meaning of the word care, in my opinion, and I'm also having a look here at the dictionary.com site, the central meaning has to do with protection. So when you say healthcare or the healthcare system of a country is the system which includes hospitals and clinics and is supposed to serve the population and, let's say, protect the population and help them to stay healthy and also to, you know, if they have some disease or something, to make sure that they get better. So this central meaning of care, when we have the central meaning, related to protection, can also be seen when you look at the verb, and when you look at the verb phrases. So you can also use the noun care in the verb phrase take care of. This is very common in the English language, and it can be used in a more literal sense, meaning that when you take care of someone, you are protecting this person or helping, you are looking after this person, let's say. So I could say, nurses take care of people in hospital. So they look after people in hospital. Or you could say, it's no good giving Peter a rabbit. He's too young to take care of it properly. So it means that Peter is not able to look after the rabbit or to protect the rabbit, to feed the rabbit as he is still a young child. So you can use it in a more metaphorical way. If you say, Peter takes care of marketing and publicity and I'm responsible for production. So in this case, this is basically a sentence that could be used when you are describing the role of someone in a company. That's business English, basically. So to take care of means to look after. And in this case, look after means to be in charge of or to be responsible for. So to be responsible for a specific area, in this case, marketing and publicity, you could use the verb to take care of. It's a slightly more metaphorical use of the verb phrase. And finally, about take care, you can also use it without a preposition, without of at the end. So you could say take care, and in this case, just take care means be careful. So watch out. So I could, let's imagine I'm giving some advice to children who are going to the park, and then I say, take care when you cross the road. So be careful, watch out. So that's the meaning of take care. And take care can be used when you say goodbye to people. Bye, Mike, take care. Which means you are wishing that the person, let's say, is healthy the next time you see him or her. Yeah. Then, moving on, we could have a quick look at the ways care is used as a verb. And then there are basically two prepositions that can be used here with the verb care. One of them is care about, so the preposition about. And in this case, basically what you mean when you say, I don't care about that, or I don't care about your opinion, it means you don't think that, or I don't think that your opinion is important. So when you feel something is important, you care about it. When you feel something is not important, you don't care about it. So one more example here. I don't care whether it rains or not. Okay, so in this case, I'm not using about because I'm using whether plus a clause. I could simply say, I'll never speak to you again. I don't care. So I'm mad at you and I don't care about what you think. So it's not important for me what you think. Yeah. There is the expression, I can't care less, or I couldn't care less. And this basically means I don't think that this is important at all. It's a way of giving emphasis to the fact that you really don't think something is important. Finally, to care for can be used meaning look after, like take care of. So he spent years caring for his sick mother. So looking after his sick mother or taking care of his sick mother. But care for can be also used in a more formal way, meaning like or to be fond of. Would you care for a cup of tea? Like, would you like to have a cup of tea? Or I don't much care for strawberries. So I don't like strawberries very much. Yeah. So this is it. I hope you learn some different ways of using the word care, not only as a noun, but also as a verb. And I hope you're all learning something. Keep listening. Before I finish, I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. Remember, pod.followenglish.com.br. You can keep sending your emails to info@followenglish.com.br in case you have any suggestion for future topics. I would like to remind you that you can also subscribe to this podcast either via iTunes or any other podcatcher that you're using, or if you, you know, visit the webpage, you can add your email to the email list, and then you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. And I would like to thank all the listeners from this month. I had a big surprise when I checked the number of downloads and also the origin where the people come from. And I, surprisingly, this month, I had many, many listeners from, believe me or not, from Libya and Egypt. I don't know what's happening, but lots of listeners from Libya, lots of listeners from Egypt, from Japan as well, and even India. And these are, let's say, new countries in my ranking of the top countries in terms of downloads. So thank you. I hope you're all learning something, and keep studying English. I'll see you next time. Bye.